While sitting in his pickup truck parked on the thick ice of Long Lake, DNR Lake Management Specialist Mark Sessing looks at the development on the lake's western shore.
The habitat's been stripped away. We've got piers. We've got boats, boathouses. Got houses and cottages. The development has resulted in, I guess what I'll call, a sterilization of the shore.
Sessing can't do much to help birds and fish on the west side of the lake, but in a relatively pristine state recreation area on the east side of Long Lake, Sessing has spearheaded the plan to place dead trees in clusters over 1,200 feet of shoreline to create more wildlife habitat. But the DNR didn't want to damage a hillside with ground transportation just to improve a shoreline, so yesterday the Air National Guard came to help. Crews guiding two UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters worked for several hours bringing the trees in by air. First, one of the copters would hover over a forested area about a quarter mile from the lake, where 25 trees had been cut down to improve the health of the woods or remove impediments to recreation. Meanwhile, a ground crew would attach a 150-foot-long nylon strap hanging down from the aircraft to notches cut in one of the felled trees. The helicopter would then go up. And carrying the 1,200-pound tree like an upside-down Y would haul the tree down to the water's edge. A few minutes later, the crew lowered the trunk onto the shore, with the crown of the tree going onto the ice. While using helicopters for habitat improvement is unusual, the National Guard says it agreed to the project because it gave flight crews a chance to train on more modern helicopters and practice raising and lowering supplies from and to the ground. Chief Warrant Officer Dirk Brandt is with the National Guard's 832nd Medical Company out of West Bend. He says he realizes this week's tree lift in Wisconsin could someday be a medevac lift in Iraq or Afghanistan.
If it was medical supplies or critical medical supplies, since our unit is medevac, then the more we practice with, I guess you could say, inanimate objects, then the better off when we actually physically have to do it.
Helicopters weren't the only equipment making noise on Long Lake yesterday. On the west side of the lake, anglers used gas-powered augers to cut fishing holes in the ice. Fisherman Pat Hart of Hartford was at first taken aback by all the shoreline activity on the other side of the lake.
Looks like they're wasting an awful lot of gas roaming around here. A lot of people standing on shore, and they must be making $30 an hour, as many people as they got over there.
But when told the National Guard and DNR say they're trying to improve fish and wildlife habitat, Hart said he supposes it could be a good investment. The DNR says it hopes to start collecting anecdotal and scientific data on the shoreline experiment by this summer. The department says the trees should last in the water between 10 and 20 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Fond du Lac County.